Blog Talk Radio.
Canto in Dallas, Texas on Sunday, February the 4th, Super Bowl Sunday. In fact, we're going to be chatting about Super Bowl today, or the Super Bowl, more the NFL and what's going on with the NFL. Joining us in a minute will be our good friend George Rodriguez from San Antonio. It is an absolutely perfect day here in Dallas, Texas. I can't think of a prettier day than what we're having today. It's such a beautiful afternoon. This is like a afternoon to go watch a baseball game. That's how beautiful it is. It's just like, I think 60, so the temperature is 60 and it's sunshine, and it doesn't get any better than this, and probably about the same down in San Antonio, my good friend George.
It's gorgeous here. In fact, if you hear any kind of noise in the background, it's because Teddy and I took a walk. And or we are walking, and it is a gorgeous day. It's one of those days where it's just too spectacular for description.
Yeah, I mean it's interesting because of course they're playing the Super Bowl indoors.
Indoors,
because it's in Minnesota, of course, so they cannot take the chance of an outside game. That's the arrangement the NFL made. If you want a Super Bowl in the North, it has to be a dome stadium like in Minnesota or Detroit or whatever. But it would be, I mean, the weather today here in Dallas, Texas, I mean, this would be a day to play a Super Bowl game. It's just lovely. I said baseball because
it would be a Chamber of Commerce day. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I would say so. I would say so. Well, George, we're going to put our opinions down today about the NFL. Not so much the game. I really don't know who's going to win. I don't really have a favorite this year. These are both good teams, so may the best team win. My guess is that it'll be New England, but that's anything can happen when you put two good teams on the field. But let's talk a little bit about the NFL, George, because I will tell you, the NFL is in trouble. And they're in trouble because they violated, George, one of the almost like rule 101 in business, and that is don't make your customer angry.
I mean, there you go.
Any business, you don't make your customer angry. You certainly don't go out, George, and try to mess up with symbols like veterans and stuff like that, George.
That's exactly right. The only way that I can compare today to is when I was a teenager, there were those Christmases where, because I no longer believed in Santa Claus, it had ceased to be as special as when it was when I was younger, and I waited with anticipation for Santa Claus to come, and I was in that transition period where Christmas became something different, something more family and more aesthetic for family issues. Today, I have had a very difficult time getting excited about Super Bowl, and it's not because of the teams that are playing necessarily, because there have been Super Bowls in the past that I got very, very excited about, and Dallas wasn't playing, that's not it. What is it? And I think you hit it on the head. You hit the nail on the head when you said that the NFL has upset me as a customer. The political correctness has run completely amok with the organization, with the brand, And my understanding is that a lot of the ads are going to be politically correct as well. And
wow.
So, I mean, it's going to be preachy. It's going to be very, very preachy. And one thing is to be entertained. Another thing is to be preached at. And I think that that's going to be, you know, one of the big battles.
Yes.
Or one of the big, one of the big drawbacks here.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, George. I mean, one of the things that the NFL had, and frankly, it was amazing that they had this. If you look at the other sports, I love baseball, but I doubt that there are probably not a lot of people in Kansas City who look forward to watching a Texas Rangers season game, for example. And I don't mean against Kansas City, but if the Rangers were playing, let's say, the White Sox on a Tuesday night on national television, I don't think that's a game that people would say, hey, I got to get home to watch the Rangers and the White Sox. Unless you had a connection to either city, you were a transplant or whatever and you had a connection. So the other sports, whether it's the NBA, the NHL, or Major League Baseball, you have a local following, you have a very local passionate following, but that's it. What the NFL had, and I think what they're threatening to kill, is what I call the passion beyond the local team. So on Monday nights, you had a football game, let's say, between Miami and Kansas City, and people in Dallas would watch it. And they would get good ratings. And that's because the game was, you know, people were very passionate about the game, which is, again, not the case with the other sports, unless you're talking about the Yankees, let's say, in Major League Baseball, or maybe the Lakers NBA, or you know, the Red Wings in the NHL, sort of national teams, or the Cubs in baseball. I mean, but most of the other teams have a regional following. And what the NHL was able to do is that their product could be presented on a national scale. I mean, that, for example, on Sunday afternoons, the second game of the doubleheader was usually a primetime national game, and it would draw large crowds nationally. That's what I think they've hurt this year, because what they're holding on to is, look, I watched, I followed the Cowboys games here locally. Now, this year I listened to a lot of them on the radio, because I was doing things, and it was very convenient to listen to Brad Sham on the radio. He's a great announcer anyway. But the thing I didn't do this year, I don't recall watching a Sunday night game this year, or a Thursday night game. That's even less. And that's what I think they've lost, George. They've lost that passion that takes, you know, that takes you from being a regional game or a local team to being an ad. That's what I think they've lost, and they've lost it over the dumbest reasons. They've lost it because they upset or they stepped on patriotic symbols, George.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They have alienated folks because of, as we would say in Spanish, un capricho, a very capricious act on their part that they did not handle properly. I mean, one thing is for you when you've got employees that are upset and want to deal with an issue. But another thing is for the NFL to have caved and allowed this protest to get out of hand. And that's exactly what they did. They didn't handle it well. They let it get out of hand. And as it was, you know, people were already upset because of the so-called thug culture that seems to permeate a lot in professional sports. And here we go with the situation. The other thing that didn't help is ESPN and its behavior suddenly becoming such a politically correct organization that all they did was preach also, and even had some of their newscasters make comments. Racially insensitive comments about whites. So,
right, exactly.
I mean, if you've got all of those things coming together, for crying out loud, you know, what do you think is going to happen to Bubba, who watches NFL? What do you think is going to happen?
That's right.
And that's exactly what happened.
Exactly. In the case of ESPN, I mean, their political correctness ran to a point of just utter silliness. They remove a sports announcer, a Chinese or Oriental. I don't know what,
because his name is Robert
Chinese
Lee.
Descendant. He's the grandparents, I guess. I mean, his grandparents are Chinese, and his name is Robert Lee. So they didn't want him calling a game in Virginia because they thought somebody in Michigan was going to get upset about an Oriental guy named Robert Lee. I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's just totally crazy.
It all came together. I mean, it was a perfect storm for them to offend Bubba. And they
that's
forgot
right,
that Bubba is that's who the main person. No, that's the main customer.
That's right, and not only the you know they have the silliness over this guy named Robert Lee, who, we repeat, is an Oriental, you know, is a third generation Chinese or wherever he came from. I'm not sure, but not only that issue, that then you have these women at ESPN who I guess wake up one morning thinking what everybody in my audience today wants to hear is my political opinion. So you
that's
have
right.
these you know ESPN. Hostesses, I guess that's what they call themselves, or whatever they call themselves, a host or whatever. They all of a sudden they're sitting there entertaining political opinions as if you or I or Bubba or the millions of Bubbas who tune in to watch. I mean, all of a sudden we're really interested in what some lady thinks about President Trump or anything.
That's exactly
really.
Right. That's exactly right.
I think that you know this would be. I was trying to think what would be the equivalent of this, let's say in the business world, but imagine a grocery chain or something, basically upsetting its customers by you know doing something that would upset the customer every time they walk into the store or something like that. I mean,
yeah, well, remember when they changed the flavor of Coke? Remember when they changed the flavor of Coke?
Yes. That's
that went
right.
over like a lead balloon.
That went over, but so I think that in this off season, the NFL, I think the players' union and management are going to have to lock the door, and realize that they're in this thing together, and that they cannot continue to lose customers the way they're losing customers. That they basically what they have to do is sort of get back to the way it used to be, where you watch an NFL game. Because you wanted to, you wanted to watch a football game. You don't care about the politics. You don't care about any of that. You just want the scores and the football game. And I think that until they get back to that, I think this passion that we were talking about is not going to. It's just not coming back. I mean, I was at church today, and there's like six or seven guys that I was talking to, and they all. I mean, basically these guys. Feel exactly like you do now, and I do now. I don't pretend that this is a scientific survey, but if six guys,
but I think
I
it's pretty indicative.
Indicative. I think this is a pretty. As I said, I'm not trying to make a scientific survey out of this, but I think these guys. I bet you they speak for about half of the country with their, especially men who I think are generally the consumers.
That's exactly right.
The consumers
That's
of sports.
Exactly right. Who watches football? Who watches football more than folk? More than men in Texas and in the Bible Belt and blue collar America. I mean, who watches football more than that? Who consumes it?
That's
you know,
right.
You look at the people that were members of the Dog Pound in Cleveland. They were all white blue collar guys. All of them white blue collar guys. Mm-hmm. And you know you. I would venture to say these guys are far from happy with the comments and behavior in the NFL now. I'm sorry.
That's right. But you know, George, I bet you, and you're exactly right. I mean, the comments of some of these, you know, these attacks on you're right on white fans by some of the people at ESPN. But I bet you that if you went down to San Antonio or Dallas or Cleveland or whatever, I bet you there's a lot of black fans and a lot of Hispanic fans who aren't really
that are feeling
don't
the same thing.
Like the politics or don't like all this political stuff anyway. I mean,
that's exactly
somebody,
right.
You know, so they're clearly
you've got black
I mean,
bubbas and brown bubbas.
Exactly, and these guys don't tune in. I mean, if you're black in Cleveland and you want to watch the Browns or you're, you know, Hispanic in L.A. or San Antonio or wherever, and you want to watch the local team, the last thing in the world that you do is gee, I gotta turn on the TV at 3 o'clock because I want some NFL commentator to tell me how stupid I am because I voted the way I did, George. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I don't. These people have got to realize they're not as important as they think they are, George.
Oh gosh, it is so doggone sad that we have reached this point. And I mean, it's an American institution that has been completely under and hurt. I really do believe that you know, whether it was a conspiracy or not, that's the result. The hurting of an American institution called football, called American pro football. That's what we've witnessed. That's what we have witnessed.
That's right.
And it's really sad.
And it's completely unnecessary because nobody has won anything. I mean, it's not like there's a winner and a loser. Both sides have actually lost in this thing, and they've lost badly.
Yeah, exactly.
I really do. Right. I don't think anybody's winning this thing. George, a couple of other quick things that I wanted to go over with you before we let you go so you can go watch the game like a lot of other people are going to do today.
Well,
I think more people are going to
finish
today than
getting out of the woods here.
Yeah, so you can get out of the woods and get home. But a couple of things. I wrote a post today at the American Thinker, and you know what caught my attention was a couple of days ago, David Brooks of the New York Times wrote an article about the Democrats and how the Democrats have pushed themselves to a very bad corner with respect to abortion. And the short story of it is that most people are willing to accept an abortion in the first, let's say, 30 days. Maybe 60 days. But when you get over 20 weeks, that's an area that most people don't want to cross. But the Democrat Party has been boxed into a position where they have to defend abortion literally in the 9 months of the pregnancy, because otherwise they fear that if they make a small adjustment on, or if they say they allow Texas to adjust Roe v. Wade to stop, let's say, late-term abortions, that's going to bring down the whole Roe v. Wade opinion. But in doing so, George, they've put themselves really on the wrong side of public opinion. And I would argue that's the same way with DACA and with immigration. I think they've gone too far in one direction. They've lost what I call a center part of the country, politically speaking. That is a center right of the country, you know, people like me who say, fine, okay, I'm willing to negotiate something for these DACAs, but I gotta have these other things. And so anyway, I was wondering your reaction to that. If you feel in your, particularly in South Texas, where abortion is even less popular than it is in other parts of Texas, we remember what happened to Wendy Davis down there. What are you hearing down there about the Democrats and they're almost blind, you know, the blind commitment to abortion at any moment, George?
I'll tell you, Silvio, that what I am hearing here is very disturbing to local Democrat leadership, to local party leadership, because they recognize that the more radical element, the more leftist element of the Democrats has pushed their party you know, so far to the left that it has become very, very obvious and very, very difficult, not only obvious, but very difficult for there to be centrist arguments. In fact, they're trying to even avoid any arguments, period, which I think is going to be very, very difficult on their part, because sooner or later, the opposition is going to call them out and is going to demand that they debate or that they defend their position. And this issue of on demand, that seems to be driving this, that somebody has got to have, that women have got to have an abortion on demand when they want, and it doesn't matter you know, that's, you know, you're right. Folks are willing to say, okay, if it was, you know, a mistake, if it was a rape, incest, an unwanted pregnancy, if you terminate it early, most people are willing to to live with it. You know,
right?
Many,
or at least it's 50
have a hard time, but not, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but what I meant to jump in and say was that in the first 30 days or 45 days, it's more of a 50. It's more of a
exactly.
It's
people
more
are willing
of a 50,
to accept
50
it.
Thing. Yeah, people. Some people are willing to say, okay, well, it's choice, and well, uh-huh. I don't accept it personally. I don't, but I'm just saying.
No, me neither.
There are people who are willing to say it's just a choice, but by the 20th week. By every, particularly with technology and all of that, there's a baby in there. I mean, there's even
a
face.
By then, you know, it's evident. There's evidence that the child, that the fetus is moving, that the fetus is reacting,
right.
That the fetus smiles. You know,
and
the
that's
twins
not just
hug
an
each
opinion,
other.
George, I mean, that's
it's
not
science.
An opinion. People see the photos. I mean, people see the photos when they go. I mean, when a woman goes to check her pregnancy or her, you know, to for a doctor's checkup. I mean. They give her pictures of the little creature inside, and they show the heartbeat and all that. So they're losing that argument because, you know, they're tied in, they're boxed in by the left, by Hollywood, by Planned Parenthood, and there doesn't seem to be a Democrat willing to stand up and say, no, that's insanity. You know, if you want to have an abortion in the first 30 days, oh, you know, that's one thing. But if you want to have an abortion in the fifth month, that's barbaric, and I think
that
it
is. That is completely, you know, and again, and again, the Democrats are being pushed to the edge, just like in NFL football, they're being pushed to the corners by more radical elements rather than rational understanding.
You're exactly right, and the same thing with DACA. I mean, with DACA, if they would cut the deal that they have on the table right now. You know, I think President Trump has the deal that probably most Americans support, meaning, okay, we're going to legalize some of these people. Okay, fine. They came here when they were kids. I mean, but, you know, you got to give me other things. No, they want to legalize everybody without conditions. Well, no, that's like, you know, late term abortions. They're way out of the mainstream. And I think that one of the points that David Brooks was making is that it makes it very difficult to appeal to voters who, I mean, look, if you think an abortion after 20 weeks is barbaric, which I do, it's very difficult to vote for someone who doesn't see that because you're saying, oh, come on. I mean, that is just way out. So I have this article over at the American Thinker today, and I think that, you know, I mean, maybe Democrats are starting to get the message that it's abortion that far is maybe way way too much. Well, George, I wanted to thank you for your for joining us today on quick notice. I noticed you're out there walking in the park, so I don't want you to hit a tree.
It
know?
Is so
yeah, I don't want you to hit
out here.
Yeah, no, but I don't want you to get so passionate with your arguments that you hit a tree and then, you know,
yeah,
we lose you.
Yes, no.
Or you go over the
or stumble down the stumble down the down
yeah,
one of these little ravines.
That's right. We
well, I just want to, you know, this is, I want to thank the environmentalists for this beautiful day.
Well, yes. Well, I'd rather thank God, but.
There you go. There you go.
God had more to do with it.
Do you think he had more to do with it than the environmentalists?
No, a heck of a lot more than the environmentalist or the Sierra Club. I think God had a lot more to do with days like this.
There you go.
Than they did. I mean, if nothing else. He can claim that he had days like this a lot longer than the Sierra.
A lot longer.
That's right. All
right,
my friend. Have a good day, and we'll do this again.
Take care, my man. Bye bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Our friend George Rodriguez down in San Antonio. George, of course, has his own podcast here at Blog Talk Radio. Also has a website called El Conservador that where he writes. He's also on Facebook and some of the other social media, our good friend down in San Antonio. So I just wanted to once again come back to this article that I have at the American Thinker regarding abortion and the Democrats. Clearly, the Democrats are going way too far from where public opinion is, on particularly on late-term abortion, and I think it's hurting them. I really do. I think it's hurting them. And the interesting thing about it, of course, is that the technology is making it so clear to anybody that there is a creature in there with a, you know, with a heartbeat and so on, that it's a lot more difficult to justify it. We're also one of seven countries in the world where you can have an abortion after 20 weeks. That does not make me feel. And two of the seven are Cuba and North Korea. I'm sorry. That's not a good club to be involved with. I have a post coming out Monday morning about the border fence and the U.S.-Mexico border fence, where I argue that the border fence is actually going to be helpful for both sides. That so far, you know, because it was President Trump who thought of the idea, or at least made an issue out of it, that there's been just a lot of anti-Trump feelings. But in reality, the border fence would actually be very good for Mexico, because Mexico right now, there's a lot of cash going south. You know, there's a lot of weapons going south, and they cannot control it. At least if you had a border wall, you would be able to restrain some of that traffic. And coming north, there's a lot of drugs, obviously, coming north. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of people. And there was just recently an incident in Southern California where, you know, they found another one of these trailers full of people. And it's just, it's just unbelievably horrifying when that happens. Well, I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl. As I say, we're not as excited as we were at one time, but I'm not going to boycott the game. We're still going to watch it. But there's something missing this year with the NFL, and I really do think they got to get their act together. They got to get in there this year. The management, the players' union, they got to lock the door and talk about this, because they're hurting their product. Their product has clearly, their brand, as they like to say, has clearly been impacted negatively this past season by the actions of actually a very few. They're not, probably less than 100 players have done this. I wouldn't even say that many. And yet they've had a much bigger impact than you would realize. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll talk to you later.